So how's your guy? How do you guys look now?
Oh, we're doing good. You know, let's see, we're seven installations in, I think, and guys are doing good. You know, lucky thing is we got, you know, some new faces, but most of them have heard it for a second or third year. That certainly helps. And big thing for us, we're trying to create competition at all spots. You'll see different guys working with the ones. Obviously, the more competition you can create, you know, across the board, the better you're going to be. And I think the guys are doing a good job.
Is this the second time now you've installed the offense in this offseason? I mean,
yeah, we did some in the phase two that we had. So they've heard it for probably a second time. They'll hear it again training camp.
What's the competition for carries like on the running back now?
Well, right now, the competition for who's the starter. I mean, you know, we're just going to let them all roll and see what happens. You saw some guys that worked with the young guys today. Zach's obviously a really, really good player. But we're going to create competition for all the guys, and that's a long way off. But we know we have a good, stable group of backs, and they all have different skill sets, which we'll try to use, you know, throughout the course of the year.
Where's Pete at right now in his stage of development?
He's doing good. He ran with the one some today, did a nice job. Obviously, again, took a big step up for Coach Fossil last year on the special teams. And when a guy does that, he's obviously going to be dressed every day on game day, which is a big thing for us because you don't get everybody dressed for game day. And he's really getting better. I think, you know, again, the comfort in the system helps. Terrific matchup problem for the defense coming out of the backfield. And he's made some big plays for us. Had a nice touchdown down the boundary today on a matchup on James.
So even after what Zach did last year, he's not guaranteed anything?
No, not at all. We're just trying to create competition. Yeah. Sam Bradford's going to compete. So that's what we're trying to do. And whoever wins the job, win the job. But I expect to see multiple guys carry the football.
How's Griglet settling into the guard position? You mentioned last week that was going to be an adjustment for him.
I think it's going to be an adjustment. He's doing good. I mean, again, new system, new position. You know, he certainly has some help around him with Scott and those guys able to talk to him. But it's an adjustment, and it's going to take a little time. You can see out there how naturally talented he is, how strong he is, how athletic he is. But there's been some growing pains, and there will be.
Brian, with two guards like Greg and Saffold, just the athleticism, how much flexibility does it give you to maybe do some new things in the running game and just in terms of pulling and all that stuff?
Well, again, I think, you know, we've always done stuff with pulling people. That won't change. You can see maybe a little bit more perimeter stuff where we get guys out on the edge and stuff like that. But, again, for us, it helps in a lot of regards, not just the running game. It firms up the pocket inside for the quarterbacks. And it's nice to have those big guys in there that can both get on the perimeter and be athletic, but yet also stone a guy on the line of scrimmage.
Have you thought about the addition of Kenny Brill?
He's doing a great job. Again, still learning the system. It's been a little different for him, but each day he makes one or two big plays. Obviously, it's kind of a big man's game. That's what it's gone to. So very, very pleased with what he's done so far.
What have you seen from Quick in the OTAs, and what do you want to see out of him in training camp?
I tell you what, probably the most improved player I've seen is Brian Quick. Doing a great job. Another guy that we're giving an opportunity to. He's competing for playing time, and he's made the most of his opportunities. He started today, again, just moving guys around in and out of the lineup, trying to create competition, and he stepped up, and again, like Kenny, made a lot of big plays for us.
How about Sam Bradford? What have you seen from him out on the field?
It's nice to see him out here, number one. He obviously has the system down. He's a little rusty. He missed some throws he'd like to have back, but, you know, everything that he's getting a chance to go through, just, you know, working his reads, finding the checkdowns, and throwing to the new guys has been big for him. And, again, all this stuff really is bonus. You know, we weren't sure how much of this stuff he'd get, and the fact he's out here and getting quite a bit of work has been good for us.
Have you stuck to kind of the every other day thing for him in terms of
practicing? Yeah, we're moving things around. Yeah, it all depends, yeah. You know, we just kind of got him on account of what we want to get done. But he feels really, really good, so it's good for him to shake the cobwebs off. He wants to be perfect out here. That's not going to happen right now, but he's doing good. And again, I think I've seen him grow the most as a leadership role.
How about the difference in Tavon from where he was last year as a rookie and now in the second year?
Again, another exciting player. Again, moving him around in a lot of different spots. You know, you'll see us handing him the ball some, doing different things. But again, playing so much faster just because he knows what we're doing. Has the system down cold, some of the protection answers and stuff that maybe he struggled with last year. You know, when they bring people off his face, he knows what to do now, and that certainly helps. But had a really good camp, really good OTA.
Brian, with Greg here, have you noticed a change in the defense in terms of, like, intensity or anything like that?
They create a lot of problems, I know that. I wouldn't say. I mean, our guys always have worked hard. I think, you know, starts up front with the defensive line, they're always a bear to block. Aaron Donald has my vote for Rookie of the Year already. He's a really good player. Again, you know, in terms of more intense, no, but certainly they create a lot of problems, which is great for us. We get frustrated from time to time, but that's how you get better.
You mentioned Bradford showing more leadership. How is that maybe an example or two of how that's kind of manifested itself out there?
I just, you know, I see him, you know, working the relationships and talking to guys. You know, he certainly, when he's not getting reps, you see him kind of sharing his vision of what he sees. And it's great. I don't have to watch over him anymore. I know exactly that, you know, he's going to be coaching it the way we want it, and he's done a good job. We're still a young team, and there's still a lot of young guys that don't know exactly what we're thinking, and so it's been fun to watch him kind of grab those guys and coach them up.
Did you go up against Greg Williams, much over your career?
Yeah, in New Orleans we did, and then, of course, last year in Tennessee, you know, he was certainly very, very involved, and, you know, they should do a lot of good things, very creative, aggressive. We've gotten the chance to throw the ball over their head a little bit, but they do a really good job. They create a lot of problems. It all comes out of the same fronts, and you know, that sameness gives you problems.
Is he a wild man? Is he crazy?
I don't think so. I think he's a great football coach.
You mentioned protections. Of course, the importance, obviously, for the young running backs. And how tough is that, though, to evaluate in practice as opposed to when really, obviously, during games?
Yeah, without pads, it's really hard. Again, you know, when you're practicing out here, again, a guy goes a little bit different tempo than somebody else, whether it's offense or defense, it makes it a little bit hard. But we'll have plenty of time when the pads get on to truly, truly find out which one of these guys can do it. They're all willing to, but there's certainly a fundamental, a technique that goes to it in terms of how you close on a guy, how you set, how you strike, all that stuff. So, again, they know who to block right now. Now it's going to come up in training camp and preseason. Can they block the guy that's coming? I think they will.
Is the playbook much different this year? Or?
Not really. Some wrinkles, you know, things that we looked at and studied and said, hey, this wasn't very good. We've eliminated some things. We've tried to simplify some things for the guys. The big goal has been to play faster, and not in terms of play clock or anything, but just attacking the defense faster. So we've simplified some things and just addressed some things that maybe we weren't very good at, try to get rid of the stuff that was kind of an afterthought that, hey, you really don't need to cloud their mind with it. And so I think that's been good for those guys.
And Sean Hill, has he been pretty good at picking up the stuff?
He's done a real nice job. Yeah, obviously he and Coach Signetti go way back. Sean's a real diligent worker, you know, getting a lot of reps out here, which is good. And he certainly knows that the competition is there because, again, Austin Davis and Garrett Gilbert are both doing a good job as well.